Nurses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, abstaining from Muharramat in the month of Ramadan. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host. We are here to study another moral condition of acceptance of our praying by Allah in this great month, the month of Ramadan. Thanks for being with us today. As promised, today we're talking about another moral condition for acceptance of our fasting as well as our other deeds in this great month. So let's go to our main topic. It's surprising to know that according to the traditions of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the best deed and the greatest act of worship in this month is something that we underestimated. The greatest worship, the greatest act of worship in this great month is to refrain from forbidden things and to control ourselves to refrain from Muharramat, as we know them, religiously forbidden acts. So this means two things. The first one, it acquires us, it needs to study and to know evil deeds and good deeds if we want to abstain, if we want to control ourselves from committing sins, from committing bad deeds. And also it means that we need strong observation on our deeds so that we can distinguish good from evil in order to refrain from evil acts, in order to stay away from Muharramat.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle, and I hope you're all on the path of Allah. So in the previous part, we understood that refraining from sins is the greatest worship in this great month, month of Ramadan. But the question is how we can make it easy to stay away from them, to stay away from evil acts, to stay away from sins in this great month. So, based on Quran and based on the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a simple way thought by the Prophet salawatullah alayhi wa alayhi, and that is, it's very important, it's simple, to be honest, it's simple in word, but it's maybe a little difficult in action. That is to consider our deeds every night before we sleep, and as well, watch ourselves during the day so as not to commit sins during the day. In this way, at night, when it is the time of considering and evaluating our action during the day, we can easily see what sins we have committed and ask God for His forgiveness. So, by practicing this principle, step by step, we can gain the power of intelligence for our deeds and understand what to refrain from and what to commit. I wish us to have the tawfiq to fulfill the divine principles of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Thank you for being with us. I wish you the best, and I hope me, myself, and you as well, my brothers and sisters, to make an excellent use of this great opportunity, this great month, the month of Ramadan. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be strong. stronger if you are by my side.